How big are the Cowboys, especially the 9-1 Cowboys in Dallas, Texas? The local church, Friendship West Baptist Church, showed the game on the big screen after service. And I'm telling you, it started a social media firestorm, I guess. And I think of Dr. Frederick Haynes, who is senior pastor at Friendship West. His daughter had to go on social media and clear everything up. We've got Dr. Haynes with us now. Dr. Freddie Haynes, how are you doing?
Hey, Skip. Hey, Sybil. Hey, Jay Anthony, doing real well. I'm having a Dak attack.
Dak attack. That's good. Well, give us your side, you know, how this idea came to be and why you wanted to have the Cowboys game on the big screen at the church.
Well, through the brilliance of my daughter, Albany Jewel, Sybil, we had this piece called West Wall Street, which is a tribute to Black Wall Street, where we have all of our black businesses, not all of them, but those who could go through a certain process to basically line our narthex, our lobby area, and basically sell their goods in front of Black Friday. We basically had Black Sunday. Mm. So our black businesses were empowered, and so we thought, okay, it's a noon game on Sunday. Once church is over, let's put on all of the screens in the lobby, in the narthex, as well as in the sanctuary, the Cowboys game. This way, people won't feel they have to leave or choose between the Cowboys and shopping because the Cowboys are winning. And so with that being the case, we put it on right after church was over. And a young man, bless his heart, was talking about how powerful the fandom of the Cowboys is. Put it on social media, and the next thing we know, it was all over that we were having the Cowboys for church as opposed to it taking place after church.
And that's when everything exploded and people not understanding, as you just explained, the process. And so what kind of response have you gotten?
Well, it's been mixed. Of course, some have sent us to hell. And
it's like a throwaway.
Those are Redskins fans, sir. Don't worry about it. Those Redskins fans. Don't worry about it.
That's right. Them Eagles and Redskins fans. Yeah, they said we're going to hell. But others have said it was a creative approach. And, you know, some have said, hey, that's my kind of church. I'll be there next Sunday. So Cowboys ain't playing next Sunday, but I'll try to have some highlights on.
You know, in the past, Dr. Haynes, I've always loved your inspiration, just like recently you did a sermon concerning Dak Prescott. Well, you used Dak Prescott and the rejection that he got in his home state of Louisiana, ended up going to Mississippi State.
Oh, man.
And then what was that line you used that you preached that rejection can become?
Oh, yeah. Rejection can lead to redirection because, again, he wanted to go to LSU. LSU rejected him, but if they hadn't rejected him, of course, he'd have been there. He would not have played the way he did. And so sometimes God allows rejection to hit us to redirect us to a greater path. And then he came from a small town, but he had big dreams of playing for the Cowboys. That's a powerful piece. And so there's just so much inspiration in this that I think we need to focus on as opposed to trying to make up something that did not happen.
I think people don't understand, and to know you is to know that you are a tremendous Cowboys fan. You are a fan of football and of good sportsmanship, obviously, but you've had members of the Cowboys, you know, as part of your church and who have been members. And so now for them to say, for you to be playing the game, if you weren't, you know, putting the game on before and because that would have prevented you from, you know, you wouldn't have had to run out after your sermon so many Sundays to make it, at least by halftime.
That's right.
You know, and you are just, and your daughter, that is a Howard graduate, we might add.
HU.
That's a tremendous testimony to the way you work within the community.
Well, we appreciate that. And again, because we believe the church should be about the community, and we try to bring the church to the community and make the community feel at home in the church, because it has to be a partnership, and we have to do that even more today. And just as this show has done such a tremendous job for HBCUs, we believe we have a responsibility to empower economically our businesses. So we are about the community, we partner with the community, and we look for creative ways to do it.
Dr. Frederick Haynes, J. Anthony Brown, overheard him a minute ago say that you owe him for a favor that he did for you a while back.
Man, Jay Anthony made a way out of no way. I was in the back, and Jay Anthony said, bring the pastor up here, and cleared the crowd out.
Yeah, they left. He left.
Will that get me in? I mean,
that'll get you into Friendship West.
You have a free seat at Friendship West, Dan.
That's
well,
wonderful.
The next time I come to Dallas, I definitely will come to your church. I definitely will be there.
And maybe Skip will join you.
Yeah.
I don't know about Skip. I can't count for him now.
Tell him, Pastor, I'm the reason you're a doctor to this day, right?
If it hadn't been for Skip telling me I'm a doctor when I was not a doctor, and that made me decide to go ahead and finish my degree, Skip, you inspired me. So now they call me Dr. Frederick D. Haynes, because Skip kept calling me that before I was that.
We spoke it into existence.
Spoke it into existence. Look at you. Genius. Genius Skip Murphy. Genius Skip Murphy. Genius.
And made a way out of no way, Jay.
Don't forget my muse, Sybil.
I love you, Doc.
Hey, love you too.
Hey, thank you for the time, Doc.
I follow Jesus, and I'm a fan of the Cowboys.
Oh, and Ezekiel Elliott. That ain't Ezekiel in the Bible's last name.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Haynes.
All right. Love y'all. Thank you so much.
Take care, Dad.
Happy Thanksgiving.